What Are They Serving Now? A radio show dedicated to getting people back into our restaurants and bars so we can all start enjoying the amazing cuisine and drinks they have to offer. Live on WCPT with Art and Bobby, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
And now, What Are They Serving Now? With Art and Bobby.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. What Are They Serving Now? Good afternoon, Artie. I almost
it's
said
like
good
I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you in, what, 4 or 5 hours?
I almost said good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon. And yeah. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
How are you, Paul?
Okay. I'm doing well.
For the gang that's seeing us on Facebook, we have orange T-shirts on. We did a show this morning about Unity Day, October 20th, anti-bullying and all that. It was a great show. You can go out there and listen to it. But please, be kind to everybody. That's important, right, Bobby?
Yes, very important.
Absolutely. So let's get started with this show. We got a wonderful, wonderful establishment right down the street, which is good. We want to thank our buddy John for getting us this info. And I got a quote about this restaurant. I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants, but I've never been to a restaurant like this. Spacious dining room. Wow. We got to go there over there and eat.
We got to check it out, Artie.
Right. I was looking at the recipe and all that. My God, the food is delicious. So on the phone, I hope I see the line. We got Melina from Mom's Old Recipe Mexican Restaurant at 5760 North Milwaukee. Melina, welcome. Are you there?
Thank you, Jess. I'm here.
Good afternoon, Melina. Welcome to our show. What Are They Serving Now?
Thank you very much, and thank you for jumping in so fast, because we were going to do something else, and then all of a sudden they're like, we're busy. I'm like, okay, we'll call the next. But John had given me a few people, and anytime you have something, a special, an event, you call us anytime, and our number is 773-763-9278. Have you been over to Mom's Old Recipe? What have you liked there? And Melina, tell us all about your establishment. But before we go into that, tell us a little bit about your bio. Where were you born? Where'd you go to school? How come you started a restaurant? Go ahead.
Actually, I never been in school for cooking.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
My mom had a restaurant in Mexico since we were little, so we used to help her in the kitchen. I was like 6 years old when we were already serving food and helping in the kitchen. So when we decided to open this place, we were like, okay, what are we going to serve? Because at the beginning, we were just serving like alcohol and not like a real menu.
Uh-huh.
So then my sister and me, we decide, okay, are we staying or leaving? And she's like, we gotta make a menu. And we make the menu. She's like, what are we serving? I'm like, well, whatever my mom used to give us to eat.
Huh. So
we start make a menu of about 10 dishes. And then from there, now we have like probably 60 dishes on the menu.
What is your favorite dish on the menu? Tell me what your favorite dish is on the menu.
I love my steak fajitas. I love my lamb chop. The salmon is really good. And a lot of people love my mole.
Interesting.
They talk a lot about the mole.
Okay.
So we have different kinds of things. I mean, we serve from a taco to a lamb chop.
Yeah, I got the
lamb chop.
I got your menu here. You got tortilla soup, Caesar salad, house salad. Let's see. Guacamole, my favorite.
We have this thing we call huarachitos. That's a handmade tortilla with some raw green sauce with tomatillo and jalapenos.
Wow.
Does she have a camera over my shoulder? That's what I'm looking at right
Melina,
there.
That sounds, that appetizer it sounds does. Very hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Spicy.
Tell
it's
us.
Spicy.
Yep.
No,
spicy.
It's really good.
Tell us about the shrimp ceviche. Did I say that right? Probably not.
Yes, shrimp ceviche.
Okay.
It's like it's like pico de gallo. We make some ceviche, some shrimp, cooked shrimp with some cilantro, onions, tomatoes, olive oil, sea salt, and lime juice. That's really, really popular here. And people just love our ceviche, too.
And before we get any farther, happy Swedish Day to you and your sister and everybody there. Bobby, do you want to shout out to anybody there?
Hey, shout out to everyone. Happy Swedish Day.
There we go. So you think you're going to be busy with the Swedes coming tonight, and you got a lot of reservations already?
We do, actually. We have a party right now with 20 people that are celebrating. They got married, and they came here to have dinner.
Ah, so beautiful.
Enjoying.
Ah.
Out of the kitchen to talk to you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad that I did. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're at 5760 North Milwaukee. What's your phone number over there?
773-467-1009. We are located at 5760 North Milwaukee, and we are on Austin and Milwaukee Avenue, right in the corner.
Nice. And I think your webpage, as I saw, momsoldrecipemexican.com. Did I say that right?
MexicanRestaurant.com.
Oh, MexicanRestaurant.com. Okay.
Yes.
And speaking of moms, I see on the menu. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Say that again.
We have a full bar. We have all kinds of margaritas. We have all flavors. Passion fruit, guava, tamarind.
We'll have to go there.
You can get anything you want. Yes.
Bobby, I think we'll go there. And Bobby, have you ever had a tequila slammer?
No.
Okay. Melina, do you know what a tequila slammer is? It's probably an American drink, but do you know what that is?
Tequila slammer? Is that the one
As I know, you get the Cuervo, and I hate to ruin Cuervo, and you put 3/4 Cuervo, 1/4 of 7-Up, and you slam it on the bar, you drink it. It's called a tequila slammer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard of slammers, but not tequila slammer. We'll have to try that, Artie.
Yes, you just put it in your head, and you drink it.
Wow.
You get kind of crazy about it, but yes, we call it different.
Okay, what do you call it?
Tequila slammer. We call it, how do you call it? Something when you pump your head, because you...
No, when you pump your head.
Well, as a Greek, I call it, I've had too much ouzo.
Yeah.
Coscorron.
Wow.
You put a helmet in Mexico, and that's where you pump it, and then you drink it.
Wow. That's the way to do it, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
You put a helmet and then boom, boom, and go ahead and
okay.
Drink it.
Bobby,
what time do you stay open till?
Yeah, what are
Melina?
The hours?
Let our listeners know your hours.
Right now, Tuesday through Saturday, 12 o'clock to 8:30, and Sunday, 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Nice.
We switched the hours since the pandemic, so we're closing kind of early. And like everybody knows, everybody is very low in employees. So everybody who's here, we're here since we opened to close. So that's kind of a long hour.
Your place sounds delightful. I'm glad that you serve cerveza. You know what I mean?
Mucho frío.
Yeah.
That's about the only words I know.
Well, that sounds awesome.
I have a question. How is it now with COVID to get help? Are you having a hard time trying to get help?
Good question.
Yes, it is very hard. Nobody wants to work, but thank God my family, my sister and me, we're the ones we're in the kitchen cooking for, I mean, sometimes we're really busy, and a lot of people understand, like the customers, they know what they're going to get, and our food is super fresh, so we don't have nothing like already there that you're going to come in and order something and it's going to be on your table in 5 minutes. So people, when they know our food, or sometimes they wait and they're like, okay, it was worth it to wait. But some people, they're like, you know what, it's taking so long, I got to go. And they leave without not even taste our food. But the people who stay, I mean, they stay and they try the food and then they always come back.
Which dish takes the longest time to make?
You know what? Actually, everything is, we try to, I mean, if you order enchiladas, they come out really fast.
You see, I'm asking for a personal reason, because Bobby and I want to have a few drinks, so we want to order something that takes a while, right, Bobby?
Yeah, so we can enjoy this.
Enjoy the drinks, you know.
Yep.
Is there something, maybe 15, 20 minutes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Bobby, remember that. Jot down some notes. 15, go ahead.
It depends how busy we are, because if we're busy and we have a lot of orders, I mean, it takes. Sometimes when they call us for pickups, we say 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 45, 20. It depends how busy we are.
Molina, how large is your place? How many tables? How many people can you seat?
98 capacity.
Wow. Pretty good sized restaurant. Yes.
Do you have any outdoor seating during the season when it's warmer? I mean, today's a little cold to go outside, or we're going to need 2 bottles of tequila, right?
what's up with this crazy weather? It got so cold now, Artie. Molina, this weather got so cold last night.
Tequila.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of tequila. We're
yeah,
okay.
Nice.
Excellent.
BC outside and warm.
Molina, nice. What's your address again for our listeners?
5760 North Milwaukee, 5760 North Milwaukee Avenue.
Excellent.
Illinois 60646.
Excellent.
And Bobby, I want to hear about the desserts too. What kind of desserts? Do you have like that fried ice cream, or what do you have?
We have churros.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what churros are.
I know what they are. What are they filled with?
Just plain churros.
Oh, okay.
With some ice cream and chocolate.
Ice cream.
There we go. We don't need any filling.
It's not good for us, but we enjoy it.
We have more flan.
Oh, flan is popular.
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular here. And we also have one that in Mexico they call the impossible, which is flan and chocolate cake.
Wow.
And we just call it chocolate flan because it's together. It's half of a flan and half of a chocolate cake.
Wow, Molina, you're making us hungry.
You're making us real hungry.
Come over.
We will sometime. We'll come over. And I'm trying to think. We talked about the dessert. We talked about the drinks. Oh, I know what. Do you make your own tortilla chips? I love tortilla chips with a salsa. And do you make? Yeah. You probably
guacamole.
Make your own salsa.
Do you make your own guacamole?
We make the guacamole.
Nice.
We make our guacamole because some people, they're like, I don't want any tomatoes, I don't want any onions. So it's made to order. So
oh, that's good.
Can get whatever.
My wife doesn't like tomatoes. She says,
okay.
Oh, hold the tomatoes, Robbie. So that's good to know.
That's good because they're very expensive right now.
Oh, tomatoes are? Yeah.
What else is expensive out there? Are the avocados high now, too?
The onions and the tomatoes. The avocados are not too bad.
Wow.
2 weeks ago. The meat, it went really, really high.
The meat.
Actually, with our menu, our carne asada, it was $24. Now it's $36,
$36.99.
Wow. So a lot of people are surprised, oh, how come it's so expensive, but I'm telling you, the meat that we use is really, we use the carne asada, the Angus outer.
Oh, Angus.
Angus, yeah,
really,
good quality.
That
meat.
Sounds
really
delicious.
Good.
Wow.
Whoever tries it, they always come back for the meat. It's something very popular in the menu.
Melina, do you have music there on the weekend? Do you have any mariachis?
No. I mean, we used to have on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was supposed to come back last week, but I think something happened to him. But usually on Fridays, we have somebody from 5 to 7. But he haven't come. He plays really, really nice. We don't have a mariachi because the place is not too open.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes complain that they not even can talk.
Well, you know, things are getting back to normal now already.
We are.
You know, maybe in the future, Melina, you can have some mariachis.
And I see you got Grubhub, so you can order on Grubhub, correct?
Right now, we don't have any of the companies.
Okay.
When they want to pick up, they always call us.
Okay.
For pickup. We used to have those Grubhub, Uber Eats, but it's really hard. I don't like that because sometimes I remember they used to come and pick up two different orders for two different addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do order something, you want your food to be fresh.
Of course.
I don't want them to be around and go and deliver one to an address and then an hour later. And they used to call and complain a lot about timing.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, they don't want their food cold when it's delivered.
Right.
You know?
Quality and perfection is very important.
You know, these delivery companies, they take 12, 15 orders. By the time your order is delivered, it's ice cold. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, when I used to deliver food, there was nothing left in the last order. I'm just kidding.
Artie, you're funny.
Well, Melina, anything else you want to say before we let you go? Because
Melina, one more time, what are your days that you're open? You're open 7 days a week?
We close Monday for now.
Okay. Monday's closed?
Tuesday to Sunday.
Okay, great.
Got it. Well, yes. Thank you again, and thank you.
Thank you.
Jumping on. And everybody, go see Melina and the young man that answered the phone. What was his name?
Jesus,
tell him thank you. What a gentleman and what a great service-oriented person he was. He could have hung up on me and thought it was a joke or something, but he followed through and he called me back. So.
Well, Melina, you came highly recommended by one of our good friends, Johnny Garrido. You came highly recommended to us.
I hope everybody thinks about the same, this guy, and thank you. Thank you to this guy, to your friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Melina.
Thank you, listeners.
Whoever comes, say hi to me in the kitchen.
Okay.
Got it.
Melina,
we'll
thanks
in.
Very much. Continued success to you.
Melina, importantly, thank Bobby and I don't do dishes. Thank you.
All right, Melina. Take care, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good weekend, everybody. Stay with him.
Thank you.
Happy Sweetest Day,
thank
Melina.
Thank you.
Happy Sweetest Day.
Okay. Now, that was wonderful, Melina, from Mom's Old Recipe Mexican Restaurant. I'm telling you, it was nice that they called and jumped in, so that was wonderful. And are we ready to gear up? We got more food, Bobby. We got a recipe segment with Chef Georgette Fotos, author of The Joyful Cook's Guide to Heavenly Greek Cuisine. And today she's got homemade pita chips and hummus.
Sounds delicious.
So let's see if are we set to go. Go ahead and play it, young man, and we'll be back to do the El Cheapo segment
of The Joyful Cook. This is football season. Games including soccer, basketball, baseball, golf, and other sports that I haven't mentioned are all on the viewing screen. And sometimes we look for different dips and flavors to add to the array of munchies while we follow our games. Let's first go to our pitas. If we get a bag of them, cut them up into triangles, set them out on a greased cookie sheet, and coat them generously with a basting of olive oil. Sprinkle them with red wine, oregano, garlic, and onion powder, and toast in an oven at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, for something to go along with the pitas. How about hummus? Well, let's make it simple. 3 cans of chickpeas, 1 teaspoon each of coriander and cumin. How about a half a teaspoon each of oregano and thyme? A half a cup of tahini or a half a cup of sesame seeds? 1 cup of olive oil. A half a cup of lemon juice. 1 red onion, half of it, that is, chopped up. 3 or more garlic cloves to your taste. Now, I mentioned sesame seeds. If you really want to be creative, take 1/2 to a cup of sesame seeds and toast them first. Put them in a skillet and toast them. Add them to your blender with the cup of olive oil and puree. The scent of the sesame seeds is remarkable, especially when they're toasted. And that adds to the flavor of the tahini. Now, after you've pureed and you've blended these sesame seeds, add the remaining ingredients, your garlic, your cumin, your oregano, thyme, coriander, all these things, and puree with the lemon juice, the onions, and the garlic. Now, the garlic, if you wish, add more than 3 cloves. If you can take the garlic taste, consider your guests also when you're doing this. But let's say you want a different taste. Consider adding sesame seed chili oil. Only a teaspoon. This is very powerful. Or if you want something a little blander, how about pitted olives? They cream up well with the hummus. Artichokes can be added, mushrooms. Again, if you want to go towards the heat, jalapenos, consider anything you like, and you can add it to these hummus creations and make them your own. Serve them up with those toasted pita chips, and trust me, 3 cans might not be enough. So if you like this recipe and you want to look at more into the Joyful Cook's Heavenly Guide to Greek Cuisine, visit me at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and even eBay. And have a wonderful time watching your games. Hope your teams win. Bye-bye.
Yes, and Bobby, tomorrow, big
nice,
game, huh?
Tomorrow's the big Bear game.
Bears-Packers.
Uh-oh.
They're calling, ordering food? Did you give out your number?
What?
Speaking of that, we got a caller. It looks like our guest from last week. Zach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. How was the release of the song last week? Say hi, Bobby. I cut you short.
How are you, Zach?
Doing great, actually. The release went so far really well. In the first day, we got roughly 6,500 streams,
okay,
which is awesome for a local band. And then not only that, we ended up getting an article in the B-level blog of pitchforkmusic.com, which is cool. And then we're apparently going to be in 3 other B-level blogs and an A-level blog in Germany now.
Wow.
That's one of the larger ones for, Europe. I can't think of the name right now. I don't know. My publicist is doing amazing work. So
excellent.
I'm pretty happy.
Bob, do the math. That's a third of our listeners that downloaded that song.
Yeah, wow. I'm glad everything went well. I was thinking of you all.
See? Paul did the math.
Yeah. Zach, that's awesome.
Every listener was listening.
Good. Yeah. Anything coming up? Any places you guys are playing at?
So there's talks that we're going to be playing a festival next month. But it is not confirmed yet.
Okay.
However, I can give you a bit of the details of the festival if you want.
Please, and before you go, make sure you give the webpage and where people can download the song, because maybe the other third of our listeners can download it this week. Go ahead.
Exactly. So it's called the New Midwest Area Hotel Music and Art Festival on 11/20.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we're in talks of playing it right now. I'm good friends with one of the promoters, and he's a cool dude who's been working really hard in the industry, and I've been watching him just like put a lot of passion into his work and just like keep moving up. You know, he went from, you know, having just like one small bar that he worked with to working with five or six of the bigger staples in the Chicagoland area. So I'm super happy that I'm working with him. I hope that we're going to be able to work something out, be able to play that.
Excellent.
By the way, if you want to stream our new song, you can find it on any of the streaming services. It's called Yapam or Yapam. You Are a Part of Me. The band's called Absolute Phase. Check it out. I hope you like it. And I swear, it is kid-friendly.
Nice. We played it last week. Yeah. We loved it. So
thank
you.
We got a lot of good comments on it.
And we're going to say go Bears, you know.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, his dad lives up in Wisconsin, he's going to be one of our guests on, we can break the news now. Where Are They Now? He was on Survivor, the Eye of the Tiger. What does he do again?
Well, okay.
Drummer?
So
tell everybody about your dad.
My dad is
Keith Johnson.
My dad, Dennis Johnson. Okay. He is a bass player. He is an original member of the band Survivor, which you've heard, Eye of the Tiger. He was on the first album. He wasn't on Eye of the Tiger necessarily, but he was, like, you know. And him and Gary Smith were helped found the band, from what he told me of the story. I don't know if he'll tell that story on the air, and I don't want to get him in trouble for it. So, and then the other thing is he was also in the band Chase, who are really famous. Bill Chase is probably one of the best trumpet players, if not the best trumpet player to ever exist. And Chase also had a gold record. And yeah, so he has a pretty good, he was also in a bunch of other bands and a studio musician in Chicago, and you know, so.
Drummer, he's a drummer, right?
Bass player.
Oh, bass player. Okay, bass player, yeah.
Bass player.
Well, everybody enjoyed your music. We enjoyed having you on our show. We're happy you called in today, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Have a good day. And we're going to the El Cheapo segment, so listen in. I got a bonus again today. Maybe, Bobby, you want to read the bonus? It's up to you. I'm going to pass it over to you. Thank you, Zach.
All right, Zach, take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the bonus one. After the song, you can read the bonus freebie today.
Right up here. Oh, free chicken. Nice.
Do you believe in El Cheapo? Do you believe in El Cheapo? Sometimes it gets hard to buy, trying to find the price that's right. El Cheapo's there to make everything right. Before you go to the store, you gotta value the store. Just go.
Here we are, the El Cheapo segment. Give them the bonus there, Bobby.
Welcome back, listeners. Popeye's chicken, free two-piece chicken, okay? All you do is you have to sign up, boned-in chicken, your first digital order of $10. You get two free pieces of chicken.
El Cheapo's favorite, free chicken.
How do you like that?
Huh?
Hey, Paul.
Paul, you got
two pieces of free Popeye's chicken.
Download the app. You
yep.
Order your food, you get two, bonus.
For your first digital order, $10, I'll give you a nice,
I actually use the app regularly for Popeyes. It's fairly user-friendly. You can order ahead of time and do like a drive-through pickup or just in-the-store pickup.
Excellent.
And then you rack up points that you can reveal or that you could redeem down the road for free stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent.
That's good to know, listeners.
Listen, and I promised the free pizza. I got it right here. When you sign up for Chucky, E. Cheese's More Cheese Rewards program. Now you're saying, wait a second, I don't have kids, or I don't think that. Look, take the kids. I think they still, Paul, do you know if they still have, other than Pop there? I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's been years since
it's been years.
Yeah,
but I think they used to have, adult beverages at one time. So
of the lighter variety. But
right.
Yes.
You can get the free pizza, let the kids play. And,
interesting.
There's no Molina tequila, but you know. All right, so you got your freebie for El Cheapo. Let's go to commercials, and then we got our next guest waiting on the phone.
All right, sounds good. Commercials.
Abbott Painting, painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor. Whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine, Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Gepard. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
Accomplished realtor Jenna Moreau would love to talk to you about your next move. Jenna represents both buyers and sellers and is a part of At Properties team. The housing market is experiencing a great deal of activity due to the lowest interest rate in years. So whether you are looking, listing, or lending, or just learning, give Jenna a call today at 773-320-9985 or email her at jennamoreau@properties.com to help you with your next move. Thank you.
For a limited time, What Are They Serving Now is partnering with Mosh for a Movement and Absolute Phase to help bring life back into the service and event industry after a tumultuous year by donating free radio time to select bar, restaurant, and venue owners. If you'd like to be considered for free radio time on the show, give us a call at 1-888-204-4821, extension 400, and ask for Art, Frank, or Zach, and tell us your story. That's 1-888-204-4821, extension 400, and ask for Art, Frank, or Zach. What are they serving now? The dish best served hot.
And now, what are they serving now with Art and Bobby?
Hey, listen, welcome back, listeners. Animal Factory, hometown Chicago band, founded in 2011 in Des Plaines, Illinois, is a high-energy band that lives to perform. Let's welcome our next guest, Artie, Joe
Trinity, it looks
Trinity
like.
From Animal Factory.
How are you, Joe?
Good afternoon,
hey guys,
Joe. Welcome to our show. What are they serving now?
Yeah, thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Good. Oh,
We're doing well.
Sorry for the delay. Zach Johnson was telling us about a third of our people downloaded his song, over 6,000 people, right? Paul's laughing over there.
That new song's getting him out there in some nice publications too. I see.
Yeah, he said the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, right. The Rolling Stones magazine.
Yeah, I was trying to start the rumor last week to interrupt you that they were going to open up for the Rolling Stones, but what do I know, right, Bobby?
Yeah, he told me that they were going to be on the front cover.
That's what he said
for the Rolling Stones magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe one day, right?
Yeah, interesting.
Joe, what's that old song? You know, we're older. Daddy was a... What was that? Rolling Stone? How did that go?
Daddy was a Rolling Stone.
There we go. You see? Tell us about the rest of the band.
I think that's where they picked up their name from that. I think the Rolling Stones picked up their name from that song.
Wow. You see?
Interesting.
Interesting.
I haven't heard that song in years.
Oh, we're going to have to get
Bring
permission to play and pay it, yeah. Kevin, you got Kevin on the band. You have Nick. Is there an LJ? Is that what I see here?
Yeah.
Tell us about everybody's...
Yeah,
tell us about what they do, each one of them, and how long you guys have been together.
So Nick's our drummer. He's been with us since, I believe, 2017. And then Kevin is a founding member. He's the bass player and vocalist. He's been there since 2011. It started off with him and his twin brother and a couple guys from my high school. And I idolized them when I was a child. I was watching them play all these shows. I was like, I need to play with these guys. And 2016 comes along. I graduate college, and they say, hey, we're looking for somebody to play guitar. And I jumped at that opportunity immediately.
Excellent.
And then, LJ just joined us because his the twin brother ended up going to get his PhD in microbiology out in New Hampshire. So we had to keep the band going.
Oh, that's great. So they were together. So the question I was going to ask Kevin, if he's on the phone, did you ever get lazy, Kevin, and just send your brother to a gig? But I can't ask that. They were both playing the song, right,
yeah,
Bobby?
Yeah, playing the same songs on different instruments, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Just me today, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school?
So I grew up in the hometown, and my hometown was DeSantis, Illinois, just the northwest suburb of Chicago. You know, just a little blue collar town. And then, I went to school at Maine West, but then once I graduated, I traveled out to Muncie, Indiana for, college at Ball State. Met a lot of people. I went where nobody was going cause I kind of want to reinvent myself. And then when I came back, I had my new who I was, you know, and kind of started from the ground up out there. And it was a great time actually.
Excellent.
Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent. Well, I got a serious question. Did you ever do a tequila slammer there, my friend? We were talking to our earlier guest, and she didn't know about the way they says they wear helmets and they drink tequila off their heads. Have you ever heard of that? You're a college
until
guy.
They slam their head against the counter.
They hit the shot on the guy's helmet.
Oh,
and
wow.
He takes it, and they just go down the line, and each one, they put a new, they take a new tool and hit him in the head with it.
Wow.
By the end of it, you're either drunk or you're blacked out from getting in the head in the head too many times.
I'm glad all we did was bongs with beer bongs when we were going to college.
Artie, I think
crazy.
I should take a pass on that kind of activity, you know?
Yeah, that's a safer bet. If you
okay. Ask. Joe, tell us about this song. We're going to play Void, I think, first, right? We got that geared up there, Paul? Okay, so tell us a little bit about that song and... who wrote it? What is it about? And then we'll play the song, and then we'll come back and continue talking. So tell us about Void.
So Void is a song that we all kind of wrote together. Back before LJ joined the band, we had a foundation of Sean would kind of write some riffs. I would come in and write over it, and Kevin would write his bass lines on it. Drummer would come in, and we just kind of built from the ground up. So Void was a song that Sean had written, and then we just expanded upon it. And it's kind of just a rock tune. It's got a lot of airy vocals, very ambient, but also very driving at certain points. So it you know, you kind of get a breath, and then it goes back, and then you get a breath, and it just goes back and keeps attacking and letting you breathe and attack and let you breathe. It's kind of like a high-energy radio rock single, honestly. But it's a the whole album is a concept album about a man who's a shepherd of sorts, and he's out in the wilderness, and he kind of confronts his like inner demons, and realizes, you know, at the end, the next song after Void is called Skinwalker, and it's basically like this fight after he's waking up from a astrological plane, and now he's fighting this demon that's, you know, created from him, and he's got to somehow win against this demon, you know.
Excellent. Joe, wow. you want to introduce the song? Go ahead.
Sure will. This song, Void, was dropped 2 months ago. We are Animal Factory, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right, great.
Nothing but bleak despair.
Joe. That was wonderful. Well, I understand every word. The music was moving, right?
Yeah.
You know. Thank you.
Excellent,
and you thank
Joel.
Everybody in the band. Because,
thank you and your group.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Nicely done,
right,
Joel.
Right. Tell us where you can download this song and the other one we're going to play at the end of the show. And your website. And before you tell us that, I understand you possibly might be playing at Reggie's. Is that true?
Yeah, next Friday, October 22nd, we're playing at Reggie's. We're opening up for our buddies in the band Revolt Coda.
Okay.
They're a pretty well-known Chicago local band.
Okay.
And we're also got our friend Rotten Mouth on the bill and our buddies in Bon Henry on the bill. They're opening the show. Doors are at 7, show starts at 8, $20 a ticket.
Oh, it's reasonable.
Excellent. Yeah. Where's Reggie's at? Tell people, because guys like me might not find it, you know, that easy.
Yeah, where? Let our listeners know the location, please.
Give me 1 second on that. I'm not even sure where it's at. I know it's in the city.
Okay. Well, you know what? Paul can check. Paul, can you
You're
look
asking
it up?
Where Reggie's is?
Yeah. Hang on. Paul knows.
I want to say it's like 22 in Cermak in like Michigan, I want to say. Down in the South Loop.
Okay.
Around about that area.
Yeah, I know it's on South Loop. I know you can get there. I think Red Line gets you there.
Yeah, great. That sounds right.
Excellent. Tell us your webpage and where somebody can call to book you guys.
So unfortunately, we don't have a web page set up just yet.
Okay.
We kind of just stick to our social media. So social media, we're on Facebook. Just look up Animal Factory. Instagram, it's Animal Factory 1. Twitter, Animal Factory Band Official. That's where you can find us on there. If you want to listen to our music, we're on Spotify, Apple, on all streaming platforms, YouTube, everything. And that would just be under Animal Factory.
All right, before you go, I got that magic question. Where did you come up with the name Animal Factory?
I was going to ask
that.
Good question, Artie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, apparently, so when the band formed...
It's a family show, remember, Joe. I'm just teasing you.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's honestly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Our old drummer was reading the book Animal Factory, and that's where it came from.
Okay, well... Thank there you for being honest. Tell them thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you again. If you have any new releases, reach out. You got my text, whatever. You could call us on the show anytime you like. Have a great Saturday. And thank you again.
Yeah. Great talking to you, Joel.
Thank you.
The best to you and your band. Thanks for being our guest.
Hey, and we'll be finishing up with your last song. So here we go. Bobby, you got any announcements before I go to mine?
I do. I want to thank our... sponsors, Abbott Painting.
Denoyer Gephardt.
Also, shout out to DeSoto Restaurant at 310 Green Bay Road in Highwood. Excellent Italian food. Jen is a manager there. And also the Booze Hound, an old-fashioned bar, 3734 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. It's at the Grade Line train station there. It's really a cool bar.
Is it? Yeah. Accomplished realtor Jenna Moreau. Thank you. What else we got here? You can call me at 773-746-7078. You want to be on the show. You want to advertise. You have a band. You have somebody that sings, right, Bobby?
Yep.
You know, we're open here. What are they serving now? We're trying to get people back into establishments, you know. Bobby, your numbers?
312-636-8400.
Or send us an email at heylisten820am@gmail.com. And are you ready? We got to get a drum roll thing here real quick. Next week's guest.
We got some really great guests coming.
I don't know if Bob's coming himself, but Dom's Kitchen and Market announces online ordering. So that's the Bob Marianos that had the Marianos and Dominic's. He opened up a new store. He's got a couple new ones opening up. So that'll be
a
good
one at Diversity in Halsted.
And the band,
Jonestown. Jeremy's going to join us. Future guests, we got Half Shell Chicago, Chicago Seafood Restaurant.
Excellent seafood place.
And a whole bunch of other bars and stuff. And are we ready for the song?
We got a lot of good stuff, listeners.
Okay, thank you all. Happy Sweetest Day.
Yeah, everyone, thank you for listening to our show. Have a great, safe week, and we'll see you next week.
And if we're over at Mom's, we're not wearing helmets.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Take care, folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
And now, what are they serving now with Art and Bobby?